Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatij Anand, and today I have with me a very special guest, Neeraj Chadavar, who is head of quantitative equity research at Axis Securities. Well, welcome to the podcast, Neeraj.
Thank you, Shatij.
Right. Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that, what should be the trading strategy for investors on the budget day? And we are anyways, just a couple of days ahead of the event. If you look at the way how Nifty has wiped out over 700 points in a matter of days.
Yeah, Shatij. Overall, we believe a policy reform in this budget likely to continue even with a limited fiscal space. We know that even as past budget has disappointed the equity market more often. But this year, Finance Minister has promised a landmark budget for FY22. So whether it will be a landmark or not, but FY22 budget will be a historical in nature in the face of pandemic, which has caused the great economic loss to the session. The entire nation. So this budget will be a journey from survival to revival and expected to be a growth-oriented budget. So overall, we would recommend remaining cautious on a budget day as accompanying budget will be a tightrope walk for the government and negative surprises of the higher taxation that could impact consumption, which cannot be ruled out. So we would remain cautious till the budget.
Right. And it looks like, history is repeating now. In Jan 2020, Sensex and Nifty touched record highs. That was on the January 20th of the last year. And in 2021, this year, both Sensex and Nifty 50 touched a high of about 50,100 for the first time on January 21st. Do you think we are on a slippery slope at this point in time?
So market across the countries, interestingly, rose sharply in last 3 months, driven by global liquidity and the risk-on trade in global market. So in the same way, our domestic market has also rallied sharply and touched a psychological mark of 50,000, which is supported by the expectation, we can say the expectation of fiscal stimulus, vaccination rollout, consistent FII flows, a weaker dollar, and especially the sequential recovery in high frequency indicators and the corporate earnings. All these parameters were favoring equity market. However, from last couple of trading sessions, we are seeing a profit booking in broader market as the market valuation has become stressed and most of the positives are already factored in the price. So according to me, at this juncture, market has become a seller's market ahead of the budget. And on account of weaker global cues, FII has also started selling in domestic market from last 3-4 trading sessions, which were the consistent buyers from last 3 months. So in FY21, FII has already added USD 33 billion in Indian equity market, which is a way higher than the net figure of FY10, FY11 and FY12. So it will be very interesting to see the behavior of FIIs post the budget in the short term. If FII continue with the selling and our DII unable to buy the position, then we could see further downward pressure in the market. So with this, next trading sessions likely to be volatile ahead of the budget.
Yes, volatility it is. And we've talked about how things will actually dampen the sentiment, but what will cheer D Street now that we have, shed some weight in the run-up to the event?
The market is already known that negative real GDP growth for FY21. However, FY22 real GDP growth will be double digit. That is again known to the market with given a low base. And again, the IMF has also forecasted a double digit growth for FY22 on account of faster than expected economic recovery. So all these facts are currently known to the market. Right. So in this budget, market will closely look upon the triggers and growth drivers, which will be set by the government to normalize the economy from FY23 onwards. Okay. That will be the key aspect for the budget. So how will from FY23 onward, what would be the growth path? So according to me, that will be the our street is closely watching all these drivers.
Right. And any pre-budget picks and sectors that are likely to be in focus ahead of budget 21?
Overall, we believe government is likely to be focused on sectors like infrastructure, consumer durable, automobile, and BFSI in the upcoming budget. So broadly, roads and construction activity will remain a focus area that will be helpful for the infrastructure companies and building material companies, especially cement, tiles. Adding that, real estate is another key sector that could further get push from the government. Along with that, affordable housing segment could also see more government-oriented schemes that will also be the focus area for the government. Along with that, we also expect that PLI scheme for mobile phone to be get extended to AC manufacturing, LED lighting, and component used for the manufacturing of consumer electrical. So any announcement related to PLI scheme while outlining the details and incentive for the manufacturing of these product will definitely trigger another set of demand for the consumer durable companies and the contract manufacturer. Further, we could expect more clarity of PLI scheme in automobile sector and auto OEMs, which is much expected from the street is anticipating more clarity on the PLI scheme. So that would the beneficiary will be the export-focused companies. So we are keenly watching this space. Along with that, under BFSI, so we would expect government likely to recapitalize some of the PSUs with
That's right.
fresh growth capital to provide some relief from the COVID-related stress. So we would expect some roadmap could be designed for the privatization of the bottom tier PSUs, as government finance minister has already marked that this will be the landmark budget. So this could be a part of that landmark budget. So further, a push on the affordable housing will benefit housing finance companies, and further government may also look at providing tax incentives to enable people to buy adequate insurance, which has gained importance during the pandemic last year. So this is our overall expectation from the budget as a sector specific.
Right. So we witnessed a historic day when, Sensex breached 50K earlier in January. So what would you recommend to investors if someone wants to deploy cash at this point in time? He should wait for the budget to come out, or this is the right time?
So, Chitin, we are currently at a very interesting time. From last couple of trading session, we are seeing a profit booking in a broader market as valuation has already become stretched and most of the positives are already factored in. So, I already mentioned that at the current juncture, market has become a seller's market ahead of the budget. So, we would recommend investor to play cautious bet ahead of the budget, because the next few trading session likely to be volatile. So, we would recommend sitting on 10 to 15% cash and deploy the cash at lower level, as market will provide a better entry point in next couple of months. A couple of weeks, especially as the current setup seems to be seller's market, and we believe that market will provide enough opportunities for the buyer in next couple of weeks, because on a operational side, Indian corporates are really doing well and reporting a very good set of earning numbers. So positive earning momentum of last few quarters, or especially last Q2 quarter, is continue in Q3. And also with a sharper than expected economic recovery, which is expected from the economy, this positive earning momentum likely to come continue in upcoming quarter, which will be a healthy sign for the market. So we would recommend investor to stay cautious for a few trading session and deploy the money in next few weeks, because market will provide enough opportunities in upcoming trading sessions.
Right. And do you see any tinkering with STT, LTCG, or STCG in the Budget 21? And there are some talks about COVID has also been, probably getting into the action in this budget.
Yeah, in this budget, given the very limited fiscal room, probability of tinkering to any of the taxes is low, but we cannot rule out the chances. Any relaxation will be positive for the equity market. But further, apart from this, we are expecting some increase in excise duty, levy of COVID cess, or rising of NCCD tax on cigarettes and tobacco products. If any excess of duty more than 10%, which will be negative for the certain tobacco or cigarette companies. So this is the negative for expectation if COVID says levy on any of the cigarette companies. Apart from that, the probability of tinkering the taxes, I would say it's low.
Okay. I think with that note, I think we also don't want any more taxes at this point. And I'm sure retail investors don't want further taxes. But yeah, a reduction of taxes will be a welcome move. Well, on that note, thank you, Neeraj, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Shitesh.